بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب الصبر. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. وقال تعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. وقال تعالى: إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. وقال تعالى: ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. This is the chapter on what we refer to as sabr. Normally in English we tend to translate this term sabr as meaning patience or patient perseverance. However, we find that in Shariat this expression sabr is something that has a very vast and a very broad meaning. In fact, ulama-i-kiram generally mention, they categorize sabr or patience to be of three types or three categories: sabrun nafsi ala ta'a, wa sabrun nafsi ala muharramat, wa sabrun nafsi ala shada'id. The three types they mention is that to patiently persevere upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to remain firm upon ita'at, on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, that is also one type of sabr. To patiently persevere in abstaining from temptation, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also a type of sabr. And the third type of sabr ulama mentioned, which is the conventional sabr that we understand, that to patiently persevere in the face of difficulties, hardships, trials, tribulations. For the soul of a person to patiently bear that which we find is difficult, ulama explain, is actually what is sabr. And this was a quality of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and it requires a very high level of iman, perfect iman, that is to accept whatever difficulties, whatever hardships, whatever calamities befall a person, and to understand that primarily this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact testing us, and to keep the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us at all times. And a person can develop this quality, understand that everything is from Allah, already has been preordained. In the form of the hadith, that when we are just a fetus in the womb of our mothers, at that time already, after 3 months pass, the angel is sent to blow the ruh of this person, to blow the ruh into that fetus. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals about this person. His entire life is mapped out. What his circumstances in this world will be before he is created, before he is brought into this world, Allah has already decided that. So we find that the different situations or circumstances that arise in this world, if we have this conviction, Allah has already decided it's from Allah, and in reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me, and we find that this is a way and a means by which, never mind what difficulty or hardship a person undergoes, Allah ta'ala gives him that special peace and the special contentment in his heart. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in this chapter on sabr, has mentioned many, many ahadith. In fact, this is an unusually long chapter in this kitab. From this we can understand the importance of developing this quality. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, isbiru wa sabiru. That is, have sabr, patiently persevere, and compete with one another in developing this quality of sabr. Another verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, walanabluwannakum. We find this expression, walanabluwannakum. Ulama explained that wherever in the Quran the word lam precedes a word, the letter lam precedes a word, and there is noon mushaddad, walanabluwannakum, then it carries the meaning of qasam and oath. And Allah Ta'ala says, by my izzat, by my qasam, I take an oath that we will test you. Many of us have this idea that this world is a utopia, a perfect place. It's not a perfect place. Majority of the people of the world we see are going through difficulties, hardships. This is Allah's design. The perfect place is Jannah, is Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala says, I take an oath, we will test you. We tend to look out of the window in the morning, we see the sun shining. We have to realize that every day the sun is not going to shine. You're going to get your rainy days, you're going to get your days, your cloudy days. In the same way, Allah says, we will test you. But this is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, be shay. We will test you with a little bit, not a lot. Allah Ta'ala will not put that calamity upon you which is beyond your ability. Difficulties, hardships, trials, tribulations, this is not something that we should wish for. But it is a reality of life. On one occasion, Ali radiallahu ta'ala was making dua that Allahumma sabbirni, Allah give me sabr, Allah give me sabr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi came from behind, he struck him on his back. He said, what are you doing? Sa'alta Allah al-bala, are you asking Allah for difficulty? Don't ask for difficulty. Qul atini fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qini adab an-nar. Ask Allah for the good of this world, the good of the hereafter, and to save you from Jahannam. So we don't ask for difficulty, we ask for afiyat. We ask for ease. But difficulty, test, this is a reality of life. Allah says, we take an oath. We will test you with a little bit of fear, sometimes hunger, sometimes loss of life, sometimes loss of property, sometimes loss of wealth, sometimes loss of health, either yourself or some relative, loss of life, accident, some sort of difficulty. Allah says, we will test you. And what is the underlying wisdom behind this? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who will adopt sabr, who will patiently persevere in the face of whatever difficulty or hardship comes upon them. We find that this amal of sabr is such an amal, the reward is so great. The next verse, Imam Nawawi mentions, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah ali, in his kitab, he mentions the riwayat that the verse of the Quran was revealed, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That person who does one good deed, Allah will give him 10 times the reward. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua to Allah, Rabbi zid ummati, Allah, give my ummat even more than this. Then the verse of the Quran was mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُمْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. The analogy is given, person who spends in the way of Allah, Allah compares this with an ear or a stalk of grain which has 7 ears, each one has 100 grains, that is for one amal, 700 times the reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still says, Rabbi zid ummati, Allah give my ummat even more than this. The verse is mentioned, man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana, fa yudha'ifahu lahu adha'afan kathira. Who is there will spend in the way of Allah, give a debt to Allah, Allah will multiply it many, many, many times, adha'afan kathira. Still Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Rabbi zid ummati, Allah give my ummat even more than this. Then this verse is mentioned, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who will have sabr, Allah will give them countless reward. It is said of all the amal of deen, the amal which is the mazhara of sabr and patience is fasting. That is why it is mentioned about fasting, that لَا يَعْلَمُ الثَّوَابَ عَامِلِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one but Allah knows the reward. That is this amal of sabr, to patiently persevere in the face of whatever difficulty or hardship comes in front of one. Like we said, we ask Allah for ease. But if the difficulty comes, to bear it patiently and to understand that primarily this is the design of Allah. Allah, if a person adopts this, somewhere Allah says, Bashir is sabirin, give them glad tidings. In this verse Allah says, we will reward you so much, bi ghayri hisab, you won't be able to count the reward. Allah give us tawfiq.